Watch, Donald Trump speaks to D-Day veterans from his plane as Joe Biden daughters in Normandy. By Christina Wong on June 6, 2024. Former President Donald Trump spoke with four D-Day veterans from his plane, he said in a Truth Social post on Thursday. A great honor to speak with four wonderful D-Day heroes. Donald Cobb, Steve Melnikoff, George Cross, and Harold Radish, from my plane going to Arizona. I love you all. See you in the White House, DJT. He posted, using his initials to show that he personally posted the message. One veteran could be heard thanking Trump, to which he responded, "Well, it's an honor to listen to you. It's a real honor. I have all the time you want, and I hope you can hear me okay," Trump added. The veteran could be heard telling him to stay healthy and put up a good fight in November. Trump responded, "I want to thank you all. And I'll make you a deal. I'll see you in the White House in January, you'll be my first group. I'll see you in the White House in January, Oklahoma." Trump also posted on Truth Social. "Today, we honor the immortal heroes who landed at Normandy 80 years ago. The men of D-Day will live forever in history as among the bravest, noblest, and greatest Americans ever to walk the earth. They shed their blood, and thousands gave their lives, in defense of American freedom. They are in our hearts today and for all time." Meanwhile, President Joe Biden was the subject of ridicule by critics online for appearing to try to sit down on a non-existent chair during a D-Day ceremony in Normandy, France, earlier in the day, and being escorted off stage by Jill Biden while French President Emmanuel Macron greeted D-Day veterans by himself. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.